This is where the Low Country starts the day informed.
Because I like to know what went on overnight when I was sleeping.
Traffic and weather on the fives. The news you need to know and a perspective you can't find anywhere else. This is the Kelly Golden Show on 94.3 WSC.
Welcome in, 8:12 here on a Big Fail Friday edition of the show. It's 843-721-TALK, 721-8255. Always a number to join the conversation, including on Big Fail Fridays. Get it off your chest. Get out there. Enjoy your weekend. And hopefully that includes somewhere. We have so many places that I'm going to... Just got another one I'm going to add to the mix. Post at 943wsc.com/Kelly of places that you can go. You can take the family, memorializing those who didn't return home. That's coming up on Monday, but there are events starting tomorrow. One I have been mentioning for with my Uncle Richard in his VFW post there on James Island there at Folly Road and Camp, where they're going to be doing flaggings across James Island tomorrow morning. They'll be meeting at 9. And it will go to noon. They'll go back to the VFW post 445 there on James Island and have grub and gab. And just got another one to add to the mix, the American Legion out in Hollywood on 162. This is 145. They're going to be placing flags on 6 or 7 different cemeteries around Meggitt and Hollywood and Ravenel. And they're going to be meeting at about 8:30 tomorrow morning to, you know, fan out from there. So lots of things going on that you can meet up with folks and have conversations, because guys, gals, I have had very recently a lot of conversations with veterans who are having a very hard time watching communism and socialism creep in here in America and in some of the largest, scariest ways when it comes to our freedoms that they put their lives on the line to fight in another country.
Can you imagine that feeling of I fought for this?
Yeah, it's there's a lot of people suffering right now, and they're doing so silently. And so I'm telling you, please reach out, go out to some of these events and start some conversations, because you're not alone. I'm having private conversations with people who are struggling right now, and I'm talking about young, medium, and old. So you are not alone in those feelings. I felt like I needed to put that out there, and I do want to get to the phones here at 721-TALK, 721-8255. JD joining us with his big fail this Friday. JD, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for that, Kelly, by the way. It is, I'm a vet, for those that don't know, and I'm incredibly sad over what I see, and along with that sadness comes a great anger. And I wanted to talk about the Weimar Republic a little bit, and those who don't know what the Weimar Republic is, it was Germany's government before Hitler. Now, what happened with the Weimar Republic is they stood by and they watched as their nation fell apart. They watched violence in the streets. They watched the Nazis burn businesses, attack people, kill people, cheat in the elections that actually led up to the point where the Weimar Republic actually invited Hitler into the government to shut him up, because they thought if they could appease him, then it would all go away and the Nazis would get what they wanted. Well, you know what? We have the Nazi movement in our country with Antifa and BLM. It's so incredible to sit by and watch this. And while they were doing that, they were allowing people's rights to be violated left and right. They even participated to a certain extent. Well, the Weimar Republicans have done the same thing. You want to know why I'm so against the Republican Party? Take in all your conversations that you've had with all the vets. I want to see the dedication and the fortitude that we displayed in defense of our nation, in defense of the Constitution. I want to see that from them, and I haven't seen it from them. I've seen them give up ground over and over and over again to where we're at right now. What happened on January 6th? when they certified a fraudulent election. Now we've got news stories coming out. Hey, guess what? We're going to be looking. We're going to be unsealing these votes because you know what? Something's just not right.
In Georgia and Arizona and Michigan, yep.
We have a government that wasn't even elected by the people in power, and the Republicans went along with it. In my mind, they are traitors because they have taken away our basic right to have a voice in our government. What happened on January 6th, that was a bunch of people who were upset over what was happening in our government. If they went to the Capitol, they were unarmed. The only people that were shot were the protesters. Those were the only people that were harmed, were the protesters. They're still sitting in jail, haven't had a trial, some of them in solitary confinement since January 6th. How can we allow this? We have political prisoners in our country. Are the Republicans doing anything about it? No. Nancy Mace, who tried to say, well, we have to stop the Democrats. They're not stopping the Democrats. They're going along with them. They are worthless as a party because they are betraying our country.
If a story affects your life, she's all over it. The Kelly Golden Show on the Low Country's news station, 94.3 WSC.
So, I will say with JD, he and I often, you know, go back and forth on this, but JD and I are having conversations that my father and I had for decades. You know, my father, for those, we have new people tuning in all the time, you know, Special Forces in the Army, was, you know, Green Beret with the 1st and the 5th, and he fought in Vietnam in, you know, 68 and 69, and, you know, tip of the spear kind of guy, buried him in Arlington, it was a real hero. When we talk about throwing heroes around, he really was. So I explained to JD in the break that he and I have had these conversations for quite some time. The thing about JD is when it comes to a rogue republic, right? We're a constitutional representative republic. When it comes to a rogue republic, JD comes down hard on the GOP, the Republican Party. It's not just the Republican Party. Democrats and Republicans have allowed this to happen. Our system is broken. It's the system that we should be the most upset about. And I understand that JD's saying, well, we are out here pushing and electing Republicans, and so that's why he... And I understand that. I totally do. But guess who exposed the swamp? As a Republican, Donald John Trump. So...
And look how many Republicans fought back against him.
Well, it took him far too long to get behind him. Yes, I agree. And that is a massive fail this Friday.
Look at what Paul Ryan just did yesterday.
Oh, God, I don't even know what. I can't keep up. Head on a swivel.
Oh, said that the Republican Party needs to denounce Trump and move away from Trumpism and all of this.
Oh, that's the same with Liz Cheney.
Yes. Exactly. I mean, disgusting, well, if you ask me. And I agree with JD. I mean, there's a lot of Republicans. You know, there's a reason that we have an opposition party, that we don't have one party rule, that we have two parties. A lot of people would want more than that.
Right.
So that there's opposition. And they're not doing their job as opposition.
And
Donald Trump had to come in and forcibly do it against the opposition's will, do their job against their will.
And look how far the system is broken, that how far they would go to rid the system of that threat, Donald John Trump, right?
Right.
So my point is we are not, sadly, we are not in a time in our country where we need to be blowing up the Republican Party, because I would love to see 15 parties, right? That is the essence of freedom and free will in our country, and we are the best at it in the world. At least we were.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm not against multiple party system, but this, to me, it's not the time. This is not the time. Again, Donald Trump is not blowing up the Republican Party. We shouldn't either.
Well,
but
I don't think
we need to have these conversations.
I don't think we need to blow it up, but I think we need to hold their feet to the fire.
Correct. We do every day. Every day, especially here. I mean, in this may be one of the last places that we're doing it, but damn it, we're doing it. We need to be sticking together with that. I mean, I look at what happened with the chairmanship battle in South Carolina, and it really upsets me. Why do we have 30% of people who are willing to, and I get what you're saying, these are people who want, we're all wanting to hold the politicians' feet to the fire. So come to the middle. Get out of your corners. We got to stop doing this. I don't want to fall for this. This is a Democrat tactic, and I'm tired of their tactics winning.
Talk about the stories that impact your life. The Kelly Golden Show on the Low Country's news station, 94.3 WSC.
No doubt, phone's always blazing hot, like how I did that. Hey! Oh, 721-8255 on a Big Fail Friday edition of the show. Russell says the big fail is that you can't split the Republican Party. What do you mean, Russell? Good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning. Am I on?
You are.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. This is why you're supposed to study history. If it weren't for Ross Perot, Bill Clinton would have never been elected. He split the Republican Party that year.
Well, I mean, I'm with you, Russell. I totally agree with you on that. Yeah. And
I mean, the Republican Party needs fixed. We don't need to split up everything. Right, easier for them to be able to control what's going
correct.
On.
Correct. This is what they want.
But we don't.
It is.
But we don't need to split it. But we need fighters in there. Or what's the difference anyway?
Yeah.
We all agree we need fighters. This is where I don't understand why. It seems as if we're not talking, having the same conversations with each other. Because I know I am. It seems like Russell is. I mean, I'm boots on the ground with our local GOP folks and, you know, the people who are showing up. We're having the same conversations, but it's weird. It's in these little silos, right? So it's like we need to be talking to each other and recognizing that, hello, we're having these same conversations. We all want to fight her.
But how many people stood up? And this is the point of JD. This is the point of so many people that we talk to that you would say are the ones trying to split the party or whatever. How many people stood up to it? Now this election fraud stuff is dripping out, drip, 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 drip. How many people just laid down and said, no, I accept the results and they've been certified and it's time to move on and everything else? I mean, that is weakness, total weakness. And we want to see fighters.
I agree.
And we don't see any.
I would have not voted to certify those election results. We had lawmakers in South Carolina who did not vote to certify those election results, and we had some that did. And so that's when you make your decision come election time, whether they stay or they go. And instead of, you know, going to corners and you know.
Well, and then you hear Nancy May say, we all have to stick together and we have to do. No, we have to go after their you know what's and get rid of those people and put in the fighters. And that's not splitting the party. That is.
Right. I know, standing up.
Weeding them out.
Weeding them out. Well said, Russell. I appreciate that. And by the way, if you missed Nancy Mace Live with us last hour, post-show podcast, wherever you get podcasts, just search my name. It's Kelly Golden. You literally can Google Kelly Golden Podcast. And we've had a lot of great stuff going on this week. A lot. We had a soldier, you know, with his pleas from Japan not to give up on America. Coming up, we're going to have Merchant Marine Ted say complacency is going to kill us. We had State Treasurer Curtis Loftus on saying Republicans in South Carolina aren't running the show. It's Democrats. I mean, there's so much you could binge. Again, wherever you get your podcast, just search my name, Kelly Golden. Robert on the line as well. What say you? It's 843-721-TALK 721-8255 on a Big Fail Friday.
Catch the latest headlines online at 943WSC.com. You're listening to The Kelly Golden Show on the Low Country's news station, 943WSC.
All right, coming up, last call of day, Ray says, man, the Progressive Party, progressives are on both sides. We'll hear from
He's
him.
Right.
Yeah, and Dane. Dane wants to push back, it sounds like, against the Ross Perot comment from Russell earlier saying, not time to blow up the Republican Party. Is line one Aris or Ari? I don't.
Ari.
What's your big fail this Friday? Good morning.
No, this is Ernie.
Ernie.
So somebody's got a hearing problem, please.
I wish we had some.
Buddy, Ernie.
All right, Ernie, what's your big fail?
Well, the big fail, I'm just concurring with your previous conversations. You know, the Republican Party, we don't need all this fracturing going from within. You know, if you're gonna say you're with the GOP, then you need to stand for the GOP. Stop compromising our principles so that you can maintain your political stature. That's what they're worried about, is if they go against the left and actually stand for what we believe in, they're vilified, and then the optics looks bad for them, and they're worried about not getting reelected.
That's right.
Well, it's a vicious cycle in a way, isn't it? Jeez. People are tired of it.
It is a vicious cycle.
Yeah, we want off this crazy clown wheel.
They're appeasers.
Yeah.
Going back to what JD and a few other callers said. I mean, you know what happens to appeasers? They lose.
Yeah. You lose. You lose. I mean, you know, it takes a lot to stand up for what's right. You know, what's right is not always what's popular.
That's right.
And that's what people need to understand. When I taught school, I said, you're entitled to your opinion. But you got to make sure that your opinion is your opinion, not just going with the flow, because then you're a lemming. You have no thought.
Not only that, but you're not entitled to your own facts, and we can't even trust our own propaganda press at this point. And to your point about that, I want to get to Merchant Marine Ted here on a Big Fail Friday edition of the show.
My big fail is complacency of the everyday American. Stand up and be heard. How many people have I talked to that said, oh, yeah, that election wasn't right? What did you do about it? Did you go to D.C. on the 6th? Did you stand up when somebody condemns those of us who were there? Do you say, no, that's nonsense, I know somebody that was there? Do you stand up personally when nonsense is going on and say, no, that is not true? If everybody stood up and said, no, that's not true, because, and give the reasons, or say, okay, you said this, give me the proof. If everybody did that, we'd be in a much better place.
It's almost like we need a playbook, Ted, to be honest, like so that people can follow it to say, here are the reasons why this isn't true. Here are the reasons why this is propaganda that continues to play out in the press that's not true. You know, I think a lot of people don't do their homework. I'm with you. And certainly when they're not educated, they're not going to push back and stand up.
But even more than homework, it's the backbone to stand up for what's right. How many Christians do you know that don't speak Christ because they're embarrassed to raise the subject? Even though they know it to be true, they don't stand up and say it. I was in Walmart yesterday. I look like a police officer. I carry myself like a police officer, but I am not a police officer. And a woman looked at me and said, what are you looking at me for? I'm not doing anything wrong. And I said, why are you even talking to me? She said, you're a cop. And I said, okay, so why, if I was a cop, are you going to talk harshly to me? I didn't do anything to you at all. Yet you talked harshly to me. I said, I'm not a police officer, but if I was, you should speak to me with respect. And her kid looked at her and looked at me, and I said, son, you remember this. Treat everyone with respect if you want to be treated with respect. But everybody needs to step up anytime there's a situation. Speak the truth. Speak it with grace, but don't let lies propagate.
Your trusted voice on the Lowcountry's news station. You're listening to The Kelly Golden Show on 94.3 WSC.
Well, and Dane's been waiting a long time, so we had a Russell call in and talk about how it's not time to split the Republican Party.
And Russell called back and wanted to clarify and also said that he wasn't saying that Perot split the Republican Party. He was saying that Perot split the vote.
Right. And so Dane, your big fail this Friday is to, you feel like you need to correct something there?
Democrats and probably a lot of Republicans, you know, there was a deep state back then, they conspired, they found information out about Ross Perot's daughter being a lesbian. And back then, that was a really, really big deal. Ross Perot was on the verge of winning, but to protect his daughter, he just basically gave up. We did not lose because of Ross Perot. We lost because the deep state's been around for a long time. And I know how you feel about misinformation. There was some misinformation given on the radio a few minutes ago. I don't think it was intent, but I just want to correct it. We did not lose because of a third party. We lost because of dirty deeds in politics way back in Ross Perot's day.
Totally forgot about that. Do you remember the whole Ross Perot daughter was a lesbian thing? Wow. Well, all
remember
right.
Where he said he was talking kind of, they accused him of being paranoid, Ross Perot,
when
he was saying that, because they were doing, and he's right, they were doing some, you know, some black ops on Ross Perot. Ross Perot started coming out talking about it, and they're like, look how paranoid he is, just like they did with Trump when Trump said, hey, they're spying on me, and they're like, oh, listen to this paranoia and spreading of the lie. So, and it turned out to be true.
Well, right? And look at all this stuff now. Talk about Big Fail Friday. All the things that Trump has been saying, oh, now they're saying, oh, well, we're going to look into it. Seems like it might be true.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Really? You mean like the Wuhan lab and the virus? You saw that this week. Talk about a big fail. Right. All the things that Trump was being called a conspiracy theorist for, are now, they're now embracing. But like Ray is here saying on a Big Fail Friday edition of the show, there are progressives on both sides of the party, and we just need to weed out those progressives, just like you do weeds in a garden, Ray.
Well, Kelly, that's what needed to be done for over 30 years.
Mm.
I've been speaking about progressive for 30 years, and it don't work just one-sided. It's got to be two-sided. So you got to have them on the Democrat side, and they've infiltrated into the Republican side, and that's how they get done what they're doing right now.
You know, the way we can push back and weed out some of this stuff. I noticed, you know, before the break, we had a great caller, Ted, who's our Merchant Marine Ted. We have Trucker Ted. We got all kinds of Teds. But where he said, you know, be educated and push back. Think about who Democrats prop up, the uneducated. Right. So I keep looking at ways that we need to be more like Democrats because they do win in some of their tactics.
So what are you saying, that we need to nominate stupid people?
No, I'm saying that we need to, first of all, continue to educate and push back, like he's saying, but also give that playbook so that, you know, educate people so that, because we think they're educated, but maybe not. Maybe they don't realize. Maybe they are falling for, and who could blame them in some ways, because you don't know where to turn anymore to trust the facts.
Well, Trump did that. But look,
we
what
need
happened.
To continue to do it, is my point. Whether it's a playbook, whether it's Ray, you and I have talked about this. Ray is a big part of creating the Tea Party in the Lowcountry, and that we need another type Tea Party. We need another conservative movement in this country. It you know, really was revamped under Trump, and we need to continue it. We just need to give it a name and keep on with the playbook. So.
Well, that's correct, Kelly. But, you know, a lot of people now don't want to stand up because they're afraid of being labeled. And now you're going to be labeled after January 6th. But I want to.
You're being labeled anyway. That's no excuse.
I want to express this. This weekend is about the people that fought and died for this country. And so we got the freedoms to do what we're doing today. So here's what I want to say. Raise the flag. Say the pledge, and let's stomp out communism in this country.
Well, and quickly, can we get to Terry? I know it's only 60 seconds, Terry. We have a hard break, but there was a big fail. What is this about Trump offering money to troops that was turned down?
No. He before the July 6th or January 6th thing, the insurrection, supposed insurrection, Nancy Pelosi, he was going to get 10,000 troops to come in to guard the Capitol area,
right.
And she turned it down.
Right, right.
Yeah, she turned it down and said it was a waste of money. And then you see all the video now coming out, you know, after the fact, the Capitol Guard saying, come on in,
yeah.
And the one guy walking up to the guys, why aren't you calling in backup? And then they're just standing there.
Yeah, the people pulling the Antifa people who were infiltrated in the mix, pulling them off the building, they're breaking the windows.
And they want to investigate the failure and who's at fault. It's like,
you're at fault.
Yes, Madam Speaker.
Yes, we saved you millions of dollars. You are at fault. So.
Yeah, I'm glad to see that you guys know that. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that do that just to denying it, you know?
Well, again, right. I go back to arming people with the facts and getting out there and not being afraid to stand up and spew them from the highest hilltop possible. So everybody have a safe weekend, a reverent one at that. And thanks so much for listening. Big Fail Fridays are always a great one, no doubt. So we appreciate you.
Yep.
That was the Kelly Golden Show podcast. Catch your show live weekday morning 6 to 9 on 94.3 WSC.